Welcome to another episode of the Mochi Takes, transmissions from the last frontier. So, imagine an underground punk band for a second, right?
Okay, yeah. Like the kind playing in damp, unlit basements.
Exactly. Handing out photocopied zines, running entirely on just the fumes of rebellion. Now, imagine that same band suddenly signing, like, a major label deal.
Oh, the classic sellout dilemma.
Right. They step into this high-end studio, fluorescent lights everywhere, a whole team of lawyers. And you have to ask, do they lose their soul? Does the rebellion just kind of die the second the ink dries on an FCC contract?
That is a big question.
It is, and it's exactly what we have to answer today. Because I was just reaching back into that cardboard box of cassette tapes from the cabin, and I pulled out the fourth tape from this very specific stack.
The Autumn of 2000 stack.
Yeah, Tuesday, September 26, 2000, to be exact. And Mochi has just returned to the snowy expanses of Gird Wood after being away in Hawaii.
Right, he came back in the summer.
Yeah, and he resumed his show in August. But if you've been tracking this valley's ecosystem with us, you know there has been this massive tectonic shift in his world.
Oh, absolutely. The pirate days are over.
They are completely over. Glacier City Radio is no longer this renegade operation broadcasting from the turret of Lewis Leonard's house on 88.5 FM. It's now 88.9 FM.
K-E-U-L. Yeah. An official FCC-approved station.
And instead of that romantic turret view, the whole thing is running out of a tiny, cramped shed on the property.
Which is such a funny visual.
Yeah.
But honestly, the physical architecture shrank. But his psychological architecture really had to expand to compensate for it.
Oh, for sure.
And we also have to talk about his new temporal placement in the valley.
Mm.
Because he moved from his famous early morning slot.
The 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. one.
Right, where he was basically this esoteric rooster waking up the ski operators in the dark. Now he's in the afternoon.
And the sun is higher, the rules are stricter.
Yeah, the entire community is awake, caffeinated, completely entrenched in their daily routines.
Which brings me back to that punk band analogy. He's legit now. He has call letters he legally has to announce. So, I mean, stepping into the afternoon sun on a regulated frequency, does it sanitize him?
You would think so, right? Like, does shedding the pirate label mean he sheds the ethos?
Exactly what I was wondering when I popped the tape in.
But if we look at Mochi's lived experience, and this is a guy who lived raw in a tent in Sitka, navigating the elements.
Yeah, the freezing rain.
Right. He navigated the concrete grid of Seattle, selling concessions at baseball stadiums. He is a master adapter. So the constraints of the shed and the FCC, they've just forced a metamorphosis.
Like, he can't be a pirate anymore.
Exactly. So he becomes a smuggler.
Ooh, a smuggler. Right. I like that.
He's smuggling his philosophy through the subtext of his music. The rebellion hasn't vanished. It's just encoded in the sequence of the tracks now.
Hiding the contraband right out in the open. And man, the second you press play on this Tuesday afternoon tape, he just pulls that contraband right out.
Oh yeah, he does not hold back.
He gets on the mic, announces his presence, and tells the valley he is sending out musical vibrations. But then he issues this direct command to you, the listener.
A very hypnotic command.
Yeah. He tells you to, quote, leave linear time behind. He says, spiral down into time as art. Time is quality. Time is feeling.
And then contrasts it with time is numbers. Time is quantity.
Yes. The audacity of that opening manifesto. Especially for an afternoon show.
Right, because think about the afternoon in a modern industrialized society.
It's peak linear time.
Exactly. It's shift work. It's the 3 o'clock slump. You're just counting minutes until the workday ends.
Purely numerical.
And Mochi gets on a federally regulated frequency and tells the working class of this valley to actively abandon the clock. He is demanding a mass cognitive defection right there.
Which is wild. And he backs it up with this historical anchor that really blew my mind. He says, opera before TV, before movies, before mass media was a realm of consciousness.
He is elevating the medium of radio with that comparison.
Totally. Pointing back to when art wasn't just background noise.
Right, because original opera demanded total immersion. It was this overwhelming environment you stepped into to alter your consciousness. You didn't just consume it.
You experienced it.
Exactly.
Right.
And Mochi is framing his radio show as an act of ritual. Treat 88.9 FM as a sacred space. And he doesn't just talk about the ritual. He initiates it instantly.
Yeah, the moment he finishes that speech, boom. Three distinct chants in a row.
It's a wall of sound.
It really is. You get this first sacred chant, very ethereal, floating, and then it bleeds straight into two super heavy driving tribal chants.
Those deep, repetitive drum rhythms.
Yeah, soaring vocals over these intense drums. It's almost like a sonic palate cleanser.
Yeah.
If you're stressed in your car at 2 in the afternoon, those drums literally wash the anxiety away.
They strip away the mundane worries, yeah.
And you're lulled into this sacred space. Linear time is gone. But then, out of nowhere, and I mean absolutely nowhere, the spell shatters.
He aggressively pivots.
So aggressive. He drops this gritty, heavy hip-hop track. The lyrics just hit you like a cinder block. Oh, the culture shock of that transition is incredible.
Yeah, it's like love is self-possess, like to death, Tokyo Chain style to the down, like we sound. It's so jarring.
Very jarring.
It feels like you're meditating in a quiet mountain temple and someone kicks the wooden doors open, blasting a boombox. I mean, why pull us out of the clouds and slam us onto the pavement like that?
Because a spirituality that can't survive the pavement is useless to him.
Oh, okay.
He is grounding the sacred in the physical. He is not an escapist. He doesn't want you floating away into the ether forever.
Right. He knows the grit of survival.
He's lived it. So by slamming that rap track up against the ancient chants, he's insisting that spiritual communion has to exist in the real world, in the world of rent and work and societal pressure.
It's the application of the sacred.
Exactly. Taking the energy of the chants and forcing it into a Tuesday afternoon. And if you listen to the lyrics, the smuggler chose this song very deliberately.
Oh, because of the chorus.
Yes. Against the grain, we shall remain.
Man, what a thesis statement for his new era. Right. The FCC gave KEUL a license. They're in a proper shed. But they are still fundamentally against the grain.
The track literally talks about finding strength and letting action speak.
He's reassuring you that the underground spirit hasn't been compromised. It's continued resistance through hip-hop.
Against the grain, we shall remain. Just perfect. So he shatters your concept of time, washes your palate with chance, and grounds you in the rebellious present.
And then we get to the astrology.
Yes, the astrological weather. He brings the whole cosmos into that tiny shed. He gets back on the mic and reads the moon sign.
And the weather for September 26th, 2000 is intensely concentrated. The sun and the moon are conjunct in Libra.
It's a Libra new moon.
Exactly. The sun, which is the conscious ego, aligns perfectly with the moon, the unconscious emotional self.
It's seed planting time.
Starting a new 28-day cycle. And because it's in Libra, the entire focus is relationships.
And Mochi lays this out so clearly. He says Libra is a sign of balance, attracting the other. Their nature accents teamwork.
Right, forming partnerships of all natures.
He brings in Venus too, right, since it rules Libra. He talks about Venus manifesting as a friendly, tolerant nature with a desire to beautify.
He even does the medical astrology part.
Yeah, warning you about kidney and lower back vulnerabilities, telling you not to imbibe impurities. Classic Mochi. He urges you to state your intentions, to dream into being what you want to manifest.
And then he plays a Hindu chant and another tribal chant.
He does. But, okay, if you've been listening to his broadcast, there is a massive, glaring omission here. It's what he doesn't say that screams at you.
He skips the Sabian symbol.
Entirely. And he almost always relies on them. He usually pulls the exact degree of the sun or moon for this deep poetic metaphor.
But not on this tape.
It's like a pilot just skipping the final item on a pre-flight checklist.
It is the central mystery of the tape. To unravel it, you really have to know what the symbol for that afternoon actually was.
Right. And you looked it up, right?
I did. The Sabian symbol for Libra, fourth degree, which is exactly where the sun and moon were sitting.
Okay, what is it?
It's this. Around a campfire, a group of young people sit in spiritual communion.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Nope, that's the symbol.
Around a campfire in spiritual communion, that is almost too perfect for a guy broadcasting in an Alaskan wilderness valley. It's wildly resonant. Why on earth would he skip reading it?
It seems strange, right?
I mean, did he just lose track of time? It's afternoon radio, it's tighter, maybe he couldn't find his book in the shed or just had to hit the next track. Are we overthinking a mundane scheduling error?
It's crucial to ask that so we don't just overlay mystical meaning onto human error. But I would argue vehemently that he didn't skip it out of negligence.
Okay, why?
Look at the language he uses. He isn't rushing. He says, the Libra keynote is eye balance, as in yin-yang, day-night, summer, and winter.
That's true. He's taking his time.
He is articulating Taoist concepts of duality, the equinox balance. a Rush DJ just says, hey, New Moon, find a partner.
Yeah, Mochi is full-on philosophizing, so if he isn't Rushed, why hide the campfire?
Because he hasn't hidden it. He's internalized it.
Internalized it.
He doesn't need to read the symbol over the airwaves because he's actively manifesting it in real time. He keeps telling the listeners to form partnerships. He says explicitly, we vibrate by vibrating together.
Oh, wow.
Think about the physical reality of the station now. This newly legitimized shed at 88.9 FM has literally become the campfire for the Girdwood Valley.
The listeners tuning in, the skiers, the locals in their cars, they are the group sitting in spiritual communion.
Exactly. In the pirate days, he was a lone voice broadcasting at the world, messages in a bottle.
Yeah.
But here, legally, in daylight, he is in communion with them.
The station itself is the physical manifestation of the symbol. Like he said, time is art. You don't read the poem, you become the poem.
You become the poem. The shed is the campfire.
That completely changes how you listen to the tape. He's built this communal space, set the intention for harmony and teamwork. Venus is beautifying everything.
And then
he makes his next musical choice, which is incredibly ironic. He takes all that optimistic Libra energy and just sends the broadcast into a devastating emotional tailspin.
A bomb of alienation right into the middle of the campfire.
He plays Tracy Chapman's Less Than Strangers.
That is just
brutal. The lyrics come through the static and they are so painful. You and me had some history and so much honesty. All this change now shared words. How can it be? We are less than strangers.
So a relational collapse.
Yeah, the agony of passing someone on the street who you used to share secrets with and realizing they're pretending you don't exist. Heartbreak distilled into audio.
It really is.
So if Mochi is trying to set intentions for partnership, why drag the listener through this kind of devastation?
Because he's a realist. He understands the mechanics of duality. This is the yin-yang, day-night, he was just talking about.
Oh, right.
You can't have the deep communion of a campfire partnership without understanding the agonizing pain of disconnection.
He's showing you the stakes.
Exactly. Exploring the reality of relating. He's saying, when you form these partnerships, this is the risk. You could become less than strangers. He refuses to paint a sanitized utopian picture of connection.
He's forcing you to look at the shadow side of Libra. It's a harsh reality check. But right after the song fades, he comes back on the mic. And he doesn't leave you in the wreckage.
No, he gives you a tool.
He drops this potent philosophy. He says, music is magic, a vehicle for transporting yourself into other realms, into dreamland. And then he gives you the actual formula.
Magic works in threes.
Yes. We create our own reality with our thoughts, feelings, and actions. He boils it down to faith, belief, and action.
He's providing a methodology for emotional survival, following the devastation of Tracy Chapman with explicit instructions on magic.
Telling the valley, yes, relationships can break you, but you retain the power to create a new reality. It really makes me think of him as a shamanic tour guide.
A shamanic tour guide. I like that.
Because when he says we create our own reality, he's handing you the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. The chants, the rap beats, Tracy Chapman, those are the engine. They provide the power. But your intentions, faith, belief, action, determine where the vehicle goes.
Mochi can't drive it for you.
He just pumps the fuel into the tank.
He facilitates the journey, but he doesn't dictate the destination. And to illustrate that depth, he plays two more tribal chants, revving the engine, and then he transitions into Jimmy Page and Robert Plant's When I Was a Child.
Oh, man, the atmosphere of that song. Just so thick with nostalgia and lost innocence. You hear Robert Plant wailing, when I was a boy, I dreamed of you. Once I was a soldier, stood so tall.
It's entirely backward looking.
Mourning a strength that slipped away through time.
And it becomes intensely personal when you view it through Mochi's history. Once I was a soldier, stood so tall. I mean, he was a foot soldier in his own spiritual war against modern civilization.
Sleeping in tents in Sitka.
Wandering Seattle.
Yeah.
Isolating in Hawaii. Now he's back in a snowy shed. Playing that song is an acknowledgement of the bone-deep weariness that comes with a rebellious lifestyle.
Maintaining those ideals is exhausting.
Especially as you age, as you compromise with FCC licenses, as you face the world's indifference.
You can really feel that weariness settling over the broadcast. It's this heavy reflection. But the comfort of the nostalgia is so fleeting. You feel this restlessness creeping in.
The reflection on the past naturally bleeds into a desperate desire to escape the present.
Right. And Mochi senses it because he transitions again. He takes all that acoustic nostalgia and drops us straight into contemporary R&B and hip hop.
He plays an R&B track about trying to make it through the day.
Yeah.
And then he brings in Wyclef Jean's Runaway.
Which is a huge pivot point.
Structurally, yes. The lyrics are urgent. Living a ghetto paradise, praying for that better day when we won't have to run away. It's about working hard just to survive.
Yeah, yep.
Waking up screaming from stress.
Escaping a crushing system. But, okay, let's look at the geography here.
Right, the Girdwood context.
Yeah, he's in Girdwood, Alaska. Remote, stunningly beautiful, snowy valley, glaciers everywhere. It is the furthest thing from a ghetto paradise. So why play a song about urban systemic struggle to a bunch of Alaskan Valley locals and ski bums?
Because the physiological feeling of needing to escape an oppressive system is universal.
So he's using urban imagery as a metaphor.
Yes, to mirror his constant critique of capitalistic society. Regardless of your zip code, even in pristine Alaska, the pressures of capitalism, of making rent, systemic alienation, they still exist.
The internal flight from modern civilization remains a constant drumbeat.
Exactly. He's constantly running. Sitka, Seattle, Hawaii, Girdwood. The locations change, but the feeling doesn't. He's speaking directly to anyone in that valley who feels trapped, even if their prison has a beautiful mountain view.
That desire to escape is so palpable, it just builds and builds. He follows Wyclef with this driving techno mix with spoken word.
The tempo really accelerates here.
It gets faster, more urgent, yep. Totally chaotic. You feel like you're running down a dark tunnel. And just when you think he's taking us deeper into this dark industrial club vibe, he pulls a move that completely bewildered me.
The disco drop.
He transitions straight out of heavy techno into Donna Summer's massive glittering disco anthem, Last Dance.
It's amazing.
The horns blare, the disco ball drops, and Donna Summer is belting out, Last Chance for Love. I was like, wait. Wyclef Jean to underground techno to Donna Summer. You've completely lost me.
It sounds like sheer whiplash.
Doesn't it shatter the entire moody atmosphere he spent an hour building? The shed suddenly turns into Studio 54.
On the surface, absolutely. It feels contradictory.
Yeah.
But if you look at the astrological and philosophical architecture he laid out, it is the perfect logical climax.
Okay, walk me through that.
Remember Mochi's triad of magic.
Faith. Belief and action.
Right. The opening chants were the faith. The astrological intentions were the belief. Donna Summer represents the action.
Action through a disco anthem.
Yes. What is the astrological weather? A Libra new moon. Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus governs pleasure, aesthetic connection, physical relating.
Oh, okay.
What is a more pure release of Venus energy than the dance floor?
Literally vibrating together.
The dance floor is the ultimate physical communion. And the lyrics are crucial. Last chance for love. This echoes the urgency of the new moon.
New moons are fleeting windows.
Exactly. He's telling you, you've stated your intentions, you felt the pain with Tracy Chapman, the need to run with Wyclef. Now act on it. This is your last chance before the cycle closes.
A demand for physical manifestation. You can't just think about connection, you have to physically move toward it.
Yes.
When you frame it like that, Donna Summer isn't a break in the mood at all. She's the culmination of the ritual. The dance floor is the campfire.
But he never lets anyone stay comfortable for long.
No, he really doesn't. Because just as you get comfortable in that disco release, just as the listener might literally be dancing in their kitchen in the valley, the broadcast takes its darkest, most avant-garde turn yet.
The final climax of the tape.
The disco fades into silence, and then we are hit with this relentless, driving, heavy techno beat. It's mechanical, cold, industrial, and over this thumping rhythm, we hear a voice.
An archival recording of the poet Sylvia Plath.
Reading her own poem, The Rabbit Catcher. The juxtaposition is staggering. You have aggressive modern dance music, and over it, Plath's crisp, mid-century aristocratic voice describing absolute psychological horror.
It is deeply unsettling.
The lines she reads make the hair on your arms stand up. She says, the wind gagging my mouth with my own blown hair tearing off my voice.
And the imagery of the snares.
Yes. She says, the snares almost efface themselves. Zeros shedding on nothing, set close like birth pain. The constriction killing me also.
We really have to look at the mechanics of this pairing. Why take electronic dance music and overlay it with suffocating poetry? The Rabbit Catcher is fundamentally about the feeling of being trapped.
By literal snares.
On the surface, yes. A hostile landscape with rabbit snares. But metaphorically, it's about a relationship that has become a snare. She writes, we too had a relationship. Tight wires between us, pegs too deep to uproot, and a mind like a ring sliding shut on some quick thing.
The anatomy of a psychological trap. It is suffocating. When I heard this, I felt like I was in a room with a ghost in a nightclub.
That's a perfect analogy.
You are physically compelled to move to the beat. You're carrying that Donna Summer energy. But psychologically, you are cornered by a ghost. You're dancing, but tight wires are tightening around you. Zeros shutting on nothing. What does that even mean in the context of the broadcast?
That tension, being cornered while you dance, is exactly the point. Tie it back to the overarching theme, the Libra new moon, the Venus-ruled desire for partnership.
Right.
Plath represents the extreme, terrifying dark side of that archetype. If Venus is love, Plath is showing us love is a trap. Relationship is a snare.
Oh, wow.
He spent the first half telling people to form partnerships, to vibrate around the campfire. But he ends with a profound warning. He's presenting the full spectrum of partnership.
Warning you to make sure the partnerships are liberating, not constricting.
Exactly. Be careful what you attract, because the snare is real, and the constriction can kill you.
It's a chilling reminder that the yin always carries the yang. The desire for connection always carries the risk of entrapment. You think you're building a campfire, but you're walking into a snare.
It's a heavy place to lead the listener.
So heavy. But true to his role as a shamanic guide, he doesn't just abandon you in the snare. He provides a way out. As Plath's voice echoes and the techno beat dissolves, he brings in the final track.
Bootsy Collins.
Yes, with a smooth, incredibly funky track called Vanish in Our Sleep.
It is the essential landing gear for this journey. After the intellectual assault of Plath's tight wires, your nervous system needs a release.
And the lyrics provide exactly what he promised earlier.
Right. If I could take you away to a better day, we could vanish in our sleep.
It mechanically fulfills his instruction that music is a vehicle to launch you into dreamland.
Brilliant sequencing.
It really is. Bootsy offers this frictionless escape into the ether. The ritual is complete. The spell is broken, but the work is done.
It's masterful sonic alchemy. It proves that the move to an FCC-regulated shed in the bright afternoon sun didn't dilute his message by a single drop.
Not at all.
It just refined his delivery mechanism. He wove together sacred chants, acoustic heartbreak, glittering disco, industrial techno, and mid-century poetry to guide an entire valley through the dangerous architecture of a Libra new moon.
And it leaves you with something to really chew on long after the tape stops spinning and the static takes over. I mean, think about our modern era. We live in this state of constant, unavoidable hyperconnectivity.
Endless digital networks.
Right. Algorithms, social feeds, devices pinging us at all hours. We are incessantly vibrating together in digital spaces. But you have to ask yourself, are we actually in spiritual communion, like the group around the campfire in Mochi's Sabian symbol?
Or are we just performing connection?
Exactly. Are we, like Tracy Chapman saying, just less than strangers, feeling completely alienated? Are digital networks campfires that warm us? Or are they the tight, constricting wires of Sylvia Plath's snares, just rings sliding shut on our minds? You really have to take a hard look at the campfires you choose to sit around today and ask yourself if they are truly setting you free or if the zeros are shutting on nothing.
You're listening to KEUL, Girdwood FM 88.9. You're with Mochi here in the afternoon, sending out musical vibrations to the valley. It's top of the hour today. We're going to leave linear time behind, spiral down into time as art, time as quality, time as feeling, not time as numbers, time as quantity. Opera before TV, before movies, before mass media, was a realm of consciousness. Music is magic and can be used most effectively to travel to distant realms, both inside and outside. Thank you.
Bonsoir cousin, Don't love is self-possessed, blue like to death. You got y'all, yes, I'm Mr. Upfront Fresh. My level is seldom seen. Viewing far between them fools, they couldn't douse my queen. Lean to the mean, proper bread, tricky head. Strapped in the place, strapped down, I get sunset to sunset. We don't sweat yet, cool, we don't fret. By the devs, them hold me, I'm picking with precision. I made my decision that death itself can't hold us down, cause the seeds of progress, them done get sold. My tough back broke the cane in four, face flat to the floor, but I found the strength to commence with a brand new sense of self. You roll Zulu, coming true, Tokyo train style, hip to the code.
Down like
this,
man, we dust it.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we
dust it. Guitar. Enough of them, I question my rebel like flex, but I won't waste my breath, I let action speak. Though this beat stands taller than the peak of Everest, I visualize, embrace the progress. Chin high, puff chest, I step right to it. The choice is there is no choice but to pursue it. Soul on the mind, mind on the soul. My struggle remains, but my inside grows.
Down like this, man, we dust it.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we dust it.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we dust it.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we dust it.
Against the grain, we shall remain. Yeah, steaming on.
Supercar Looper, upload the sun.
In a side step, to step to the high. Left in the field now, looking good. Went to this wayward bash. Proud to announce, I'm steadfast. Stuck in my way, I heed not no hearsay. I put my trust in my own perceptions of knowledge of self.
Down like this, man, we busted.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we busted.
Guitar.
Down like this, man, we busted.
Guitar. Get yourself into hard love. The power of the inner eye. Bends the strength of we. Goo. Word. Burn to the next round.
You hear 88.9 KEUL Girdwood. Today, the sun and the moon are both hanging out in Libra. Libra is a sign of balance, a sign of attracting the other. Librans search for harmony and their nature accentuates teamwork. It's a good time today to form partnerships of all natures. Libra is ruled by Venus, which manifests as a friendly and tolerant nature and a desire to beautify. It's an excellent time for artistic work as the beauty of Venus is combined with the intellectual ease of an air sign. It's also a good time for social gatherings, or when, as expressed in the first six signs of the zodiac, become united with the awareness of the needs and desires of others. The Libra keynote is I balance, as in yin yang, day night, me you, summer and winter. Libra rules the kidneys and the lower back. Be careful not to imbibe too much impurities during this time when the kidneys are still vulnerable. So it's a good time to take care of yourself, form partnerships. New moon times are beginning of new cycles. It's time to forget about what happened last month, or at least learn from it, let it go, and state your intentions for this next 28-day moon cycle. Next 3 or 4 days, good time to dream into being what you want to manifest. And Libra energy is all about relationship, relating to others in any form, business, personal, pleasure. So good time to work on your relationships. You got Libra energy going with you.
Jaya Jaya Sadguru Bhagavan. Oh, Maybe someone's honesty. All that has changed now. The shared words only lovers speak. How can it be? We are less than strangers. Let anger and cruelty win. Some fear that you doubt your feelings to ever love again. Broken hearts can change and seasons and the wind. When I said forever, thought that we'd always be friends. You and me had some history. And it's honest, honesty. All that has changed now. We share words only lovers speak. How can it be? We are less than strangers. I saw you yesterday, thought I passed you on the street. When I saw your face, I was not imagining. Stole a glance my way, walked away from me. Heart it may be broken, eyes are bad as speak. You and me had some history. Ever since honesty, all that has changed now. We share words we'll never speak. How can it be? We are less than strangers.
Music is magic. It is a vehicle for transporting yourself into other realms, into dreamland, into different worlds of time space that we create. Music vibrates. We vibrate. By vibrating together, we can launch.
If that mockingbird don't sing, mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Now where you want to launch is entirely up to you. We create our own reality with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our actions, with what we believe in. That is the power of faith. So when you decide where you want to launch to, just vibrate with the music. Close your eyes and visualize. Be there now. All it takes is faith, belief, and action. Magic works in threes.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. Yo, we know we adore you, we adore you. Yo, we know we adore you, we adore you.
Yo-wee-ho, yo-wee-ho, wee-ho. away, ah, away, ah, away, ah, away, ah, away, ah, away, ah, Yo-way-ho,
You know, Allah 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 Once I was a soldier, in my castle strong, all I
KEUL, Girdwood, FM 88.9, North Mochi, floating in the ocean. For my mom in the MasterCard. Baby, you know that's in Hollywood. Complex with Clint Eastwood. Went from a teen to a young adult. No excuses, it ain't my fault. Run away. We're living like runaways.
Wake up, stretch your morning on it.
Trying to make it through the day. Brush my teeth, hit the streets. Where there's heat, we avoid the beam. Hoping one day, yeah, we don't have to run away.
I
didn't wanna run away. We didn't wanna run away.
Oh yeah,
I didn't wanna leave straight.
I
didn't wanna go away.
Yo, GMB, where you at?
Mama came home from a hard day's work. A daytime a maid, a nighttime a nurse. Worked so hard to make sure we survive. Living a ghetto paradise. But sometimes I wake up screaming in the middle of the night. Hoping that darkness brings me light. Praying for that better day. When we won't have to run away.
Run away.
Trying to make it through the day.
Brush my teeth,
hit the streets. Where the
gonna say the sea's a woman. I don't think that's so. The sea is... Maybe it's each other's. Our daughters. Your eyes. Why else are they blue? Reach out. Take hold of your friends. Let me look at you. Fall back in my arms, soft and soft. And let my body bring you home.
Let's dance. The wind gagging my mouth with my own blown hair, tearing off my voice, and the sea blinding me with its light, the lives of the dead unreeling in it, spreading like oil. I tasted the malignity of the gorse, its black spikes, the extreme unction of its yellow candle flowers. They had an efficiency, a great beauty, and were extravagant like torture. There was only one place to get to, simmering, perfumed, the paths narrowed into the hollow. And the snares almost effaced themselves, zeros shutting on nothing, set close like birth pangs. The absence of shrieks made a hole in the hot day, a vacancy. The glassy light was a clear wall, the thickets quiet. I felt a still business, an intent. I felt hands round a tea mug, dull, blunt, ringing the white china. How they awaited him, those little deaths. They waited like sweethearts. They excited him. And we, too, had a relationship. Tight wires between us, pegs too deep to uproot, and a mind like a ring, sliding shut on some quick thing. The constriction killing me also. Ariel. Stasis in darkness. Then the substanceless blue pour of tor and distances. God's lioness, how one we grow. Pivot of heels and knees. The furrow splits and passes. Sister to the brown arc of the neck I cannot catch. Nigger eye berries casting dark hooks. Black sweet blood mouthfuls. Shadows. Something else pulls me through air. Thighs, hair, flakes from my heels. White godiva iron peel. Dead hands, dead stringencies. Now I hold the feet.
If I could take you away to a better day, oh how our love would turn out okay. And if you'll just listen to me, we could vanish in our sleep. And together just you and me.
Well,
if they could understand the position they put us in, if we can only be real about the way another time and space.
Wow.
We could love love in our own rejected way. If I could just do to you all of the good things to do, we could
squeeze the berry juice out of the air.
And if that ain't I'll set a fire to your funky stuff. Well, then I'll
put the fire out with more love. Wow.
Daddy's got a real need, boy. I know you got a thing for me, sweetie. Wherever, whoever, or whatever, we gotta do that thing fast to do. We're gon' keep on trucking. We ain't just standing on the verge. We're gon' give love all we can muster. Every time we hit the earth, I'd like to tell the world where to go. If they don't like our show, I'd like to
kiss this old world goodbye.
And if you just listen to me, we could vanish in our sleep. And together just you and me. Hang around, baby. I got more to say. Serious.
I could just do to you
all of the good things to do.
We could
squeeze the very juice out of love. And if that ain't enough, I'll set a fire to your pumpkin stuff.
Well,
I'll put the fire out with more love.
To my ears. You're like water on a desert beach. And I'm so thirsty for you.